For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
On the heels of President Donald Trump's NATO appearance in Brussels, Secretary of Defense James Mattis is in Norway for bilateral talks with his Norwegian counterparts. President Trump has said he believes in NATO, but criticized member nations for not spending enough on defense. Mattis reaffirmed the U.S. commitment to defense cooperation with Norway.
We do not take this relationship for granted, and our goal must be to always sustain the high degree of trust that exists between our peoples.
Self-described dirty trickster in American politics, Roger Stone, who's taken credit for persuading President Trump to get into politics, is now acknowledging that he is likely the unnamed Trump campaign regular who corresponded with an alleged Russian hacker. But in an interview with CNN last night, Stone denied any criminal wrongdoing.
It's not a conviction. Even Russian intelligence agents in the United States have a presumption of innocence until they're proven guilty.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I was diagnosed with congestive heart failure. I went from being able to work 14, 16 hours a day with no problem to where I could barely walk a block to the store. I went on to the phytonutrients about 6 months ago, and within a couple of months, my medical doctor had cut my prescriptions down in a little bit smaller dosage. The next time I went back a month later, I walked into the doctor's office, and he says, "My gosh, what's happened to you? You don't even look like the same person." He looked at my legs and the swelling had gone down. My blood pressure was down. The venous stasis ulcers that I had had on my legs for the last 4 or 5 years because of the poor circulation were all healed, and I'm feeling far better.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Police in San Francisco arrested a suspected serial rapist who they say posed as a rideshare driver to prey on women. Investigators say 37-year-old Orlando Vilches-Lazo intercepted women as they left nightclubs pretending to be the car that they had ordered. San Francisco Police Commander Greg McCurchin.
These assaults were violent rapes committed by a serial rapist, a sexual deviant predator who was not going to stop until he was caught.
The rideshare app Lyft released a statement but said they deactivated him when they learned of the rape allegations. Attorneys for the family of a man shot and killed by L.A. County Sheriff's deputies are claiming there was a group of violent officers working within the department. Dante Taylor's family filed a $50 million claim against the department for his fatal 2016 shooting. Attorney John Sweeney says the two deputies are part of a violent clique that work out of the Compton Sheriff's Station and have matching tattoos.
They are part of a more violent aspect of policing.
He says they earn their ink by doing violent acts. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Democrats use their weekly address to criticize the president's choice of Judge Brett Kavanaugh as Supreme Court nominee. More from USA's Chris Barnes.
U.S. Senator Richard Blumenthal stressing in the address that a lot's at stake with Kavanaugh's nomination. The Connecticut senator saying affordable health care and a woman's right to abortion could be jeopardized if Kavanaugh is confirmed as the next Supreme Court justice to succeed the retiring Anthony Kennedy. The senator also accusing President Trump of choosing Kavanaugh to uphold his own political agenda and to please far right-wing organizations.
This president, in a dramatic departure from his predecessors, set extreme ideological litmus tests for this Supreme Court nominee.
Blumenthal calling on Americans who share his and the Democrats' views of the Kavanaugh pick to stand up and express themselves. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Outrage over a highway arrest leads to two officers in Roswell, Georgia, being put on administrative leave. Their actions are under investigation following the release of dash cam video from April, showing the officers in a patrol car deciding whether to release or arrest a driver by using a coin flip app, allegedly without recording the speed that Sarah Webb was driving at. She's now speaking out about the incident, demanding justice.
That's not fair. Other people's freedom, other people's lives are not a game, and these are the people that we're supposed to be trusting.
Charges against Webb have now been dropped. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.